For the last year, Castro resident Jesse Oliver Sanford has chaired the working group trying to persuade the city to recognize his neighborhood as a magnet for LGBTQ people from all over the world and to empower those who settle here.
Drag queens, performance artists, activists, seekers of love and community come to us despite the fact that their voices are largely unheard. We have the opportunity here to change that.
He testified before the Rules Committee that recommended the full Board of Supervisors create the Castro LGBTQ Cultural District. Andrea Aiello, Executive Director of the Neighborhood Community Benefit District, says this designation could mean hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in small grants from the hotel tax to help keep the Castro the Castro.
Artists are leaving. Small nonprofits are leaving because they can't afford offices or studios or even to live here. This will free up some dollars to augment the cultural aspects of this community.
The money would help support artists and cultural events which might otherwise be forced out by rapidly rising costs. Doug Sovereign, KCBS.